Okay, we're doing this. Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Tinky Bell here with Anime Review Sunday. Yes, I'm actually doing an Anime Review Sunday somewhat on time. It's only 10:21 out here. And guess what? I'm doing it right after I did my Guilty Crown one. What? I'm actually posting on time? Hopefully this continues. So, I finally finished watching Food Wars Season 1. I finished it in 2 days. I'm pretty sure it's been 3 days though, but I'm just gonna claim it's 2 days because I feel like that's more, I feel like that's the true answer. But I finally finished watching Food Wars and oh boy, this series has got me pumped up. Let's go into this. First of all, let's talk about how I got into Food Wars. I got into, oh, by the way, I'm sorry if my throat sounds really off. I've been rushing. So let's get into this. I got into Food Wars thanks to Toonami. Toonami basically was the place of how I got introduced to Food Wars. Before my mom decided to cut off the cable and just keep the internet for we can just stream a bunch of other like apps and everything, I decided, you know what, let me actually watch Toonami one more time because I'm never gonna get the chance. And I probably will make like my anime video on how I got connected to Toonami maybe another time. That's a good video idea. But no, I remember after watching Dr. Stone and staying up for like a few more hours, I caught a glance at Food Wars. And I know Food Wars has its 5th season. I think that's still ongoing because I just checked Verve or VRV, however you want to call it. I personally call it VRV. But I just checked Verb on, it has like 6 episodes. So I don't know if, I think from what I've read, due to COVID, Food Wars is canceled. But I don't really know. I probably need to do research. But I'm basically getting off topic. After I watched Toonami with Food Wars, it was the episode, I believe this was in season 2. Although I'm pretty sure the description said this was in season 5, but I'm pretty sure this is season 2, where Takumi gets his knives taken away and Soma challenges the guy that took Takumi's knives. When I saw that episode and I just saw what Food Wars was about, I said, what the hell is this anime? I gotta watch it. Now, I've had heard of Food Wars before. I've seen it in a lot of fan fictions that I would read. I would see it in AMVs. I would see it in I would see people draw fan art of it and people cosplay of it. So I heard and I knew about Food Wars. I just never really watched it. And oh boy, it's a trip. So I'm going to talk about just the anime in general. In general, the anime is really good. I love how it can apply the etchiness into this because when my friends told me that this anime was nothing but food porn, it's literally nothing but food porn. Can I say that? I don't know. Kitty! Shh! Can I say that? I don't think I can. Anyway, I'm saying it. But this anime is literally nothing but food porn to the max because of just how much of the foodgasm that you actually see in this series. Now, I'm not gonna lie. Shh, kitty. I'm not gonna lie. When I saw the first episode, I was so worried. I was doing my hair as I was watching this, and I just immediately heard the moaning, and I thought to myself, I hope my mom doesn't think I'm watching anything inappropriate. Because I don't have any headphones. My headphones broke. So I was just watching this on full blast. But I was worried. But I was super interested in just the rest of this. So the foodgasm is real. But besides the etchiness, as I call it, with this anime, it also has a good it also has a really good mindset of when it needs to be serious, when it needs to be heartfelt, when it wants to be tearful, and when it wants to get comedic. I love that about this series, because it really feels like a good, healthy balance of what most animes, you know, of what some animes can be. There are animes out there that cannot handle comedic and seriousness, and there are most animes that cannot handle heartfelt and comedy. This series does all of that, and that's what I love about this series. I really can't wait to watch more. I actually researched, I actually looked on Verve how many, like, episodes each season is. I know that season 1 is 24 episodes, season 2 is 13, season 3 is 24, season 3 is 24 again, season 4 I believe is 12, and then of course season 5 there's only 6. So I feel like I'm going to get through this anime pretty quickly. You can get through Food Wars, but you can't get through, like, you couldn't do Guilty Crown for that long. I am ashamed. Completely ashamed. But besides that, I do want to go ahead and talk about the openings. That's going to be the next topic. Here's the thing. When I first listened to the first opening of Food Wars of season 1, I didn't like it at first. It didn't really catch my interest. It was like, it's kind of the anime opening that you, when you first listen to it, you just can't really catch on to it. It's kind of in that gray scale area of, I don't know if I like this, but at the same time, I don't know if I hate it. So after listening to the entire full opening, after I finished watching the last episode, I have to admit, I do love the opening. I like it now. It's still kind of in that gray area, but it's slowly moving into, I'm starting to like this more. I feel like if I keep listening to it on repeat, then I will slowly develop to like it. But for now, it's in this area of, I like it, but it's not quite there. If I have to give it a scale, I would say a 3 to a 4 from 1 to 10, and from 1 to 5, it will be a 3 and a 4. Now, the second opening, I was digging that. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like opening 2 fit the entire anime series pretty well. Because basically, they are fighting, but they're cook fighting. So I felt like opening 2 resembled more of what the anime was about than opening 1. I don't know why, I felt like opening 1 didn't really needed to be in the, whatchamacallit, you know, didn't really fit too well in there. But like I said, it's a grayscale area. I feel like I'm just repeating myself. So let's talk about the ending while we're talking about the openings. Ending 1 and ending 2. I mother flippin' love ending 1. I love it so much. I love Spice. It's so beautiful. It's cute, it's bubbly, and it's heartfelt. I'm not going to lie. I think this was in episode 17, because I think in episode 18, nearing, that's when, like, the opening and the ending changed. When I listened to Spice, I cried. I never cry during an anime, whether it's a heartfelt scene or a character death. I never cry. I never cried in a movie. I only cried once at a movie, actually. Or did I cry twice? I can't remember. But I rarely cry. But when it's an opening or an ending that can get me teared up, oh boy, you caught my interest. I love Spice. I love it so much. I'm gonna download it. It's cute. The visuals of Spice, the ending, is also really well. I love how the characters, they're all flowing. I also love how they're nude. But it's just cute. And the ending, I can gush about this ending all day. I can really gush about it. But ending 2, I like it. I do love how, because in ending one, you're really focusing on the polar, I think it's the Polar Star dorm. You're focusing more on Soma and the rest of his friends in the dorm. While in ending two, you're focusing more on, I think ending two is Rainbow, if I remember correctly. But in ending two, you're also really focusing on Erina and her like friendship with Hisako. And I thought that was cute. I like how we get like a little Erina ending. I can't wait to hear what opening like two what the opening is for season two, as well as the ending. I can't wait for that. So yeah, both of those endings get like a major 5 and 10 for me. Well, ending one gets a 10. Ending two gets a 5. I didn't like I it's kind of in that grayscale area still, but it's more of it's moving up to like I like it. So let's actually get into like the episodes. I love the episodes. I really do. I love how we kind of get introduced to Soma. I just realized I didn't even talk about what Food Wars was even about. Even though I feel like people should already know what Food Wars is about, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Food Wars is basically a series about a kid named Soma Yukihara who basically wants to keep his family diner and be the head of his family diner pretty much. So he gets sent to this very prestige culinary school that's very high demand. And basically in season one, it's kind of just him moving up to become, you know, the first rank, like to the very top. Yeah, beat his enemies to be in the very top. And you know what? It's a good plot point. It's a really good plot point. I like it. I love how in the episodes you kind of just see how much the characters start to realize, you know, how much they can act, how much they're developing, and how much they are starting to learn, and the friendships and the rivals. Like, I absolutely adore that in all of the episodes. I love them. You know what I mean? Now, I will not lie. I pretty much should have to say this. Here's the thing. I think I stated this before, but I'm just gonna make this claim again, and I'm probably gonna keep doing it as like, hey, big massive fun fact about me. If there is an anime that I have definitely taken a liking to, and I immediately fall in love with it, I will read fan fiction about that anime. And not any type of fan fiction. I mean reader inserts, where you self inserts, where you insert yourself into the story. I don't care if people don't like it. That was my first fan fiction I get introduced to, and I'm keeping it that way. And oh boy, there was this one particular fan fiction on Quotev or Quote V, however you want to call it. And let me tell you, this person wrote down literally the entire season one, but you're inserting yourself into the story. So I read that entire fan fiction, and then I realized I just basically read the absolute script of what the rest of the series is basically about. And I was only on episode 5 when I read this fan fiction. So I'm not gonna lie, during episode 6 and beyond, I did actually know what was going to happen because of the fan fiction, but I still watched it anyway. So most of the time, I kind of just skipped through it to really see everything, and I was like, oh yeah, this is completely accurate. So, did I watch the episodes? Yeah, but I also kind of already knew, because I guess you can kind of call fan fiction spoilers if you haven't watched the entire series. But no, I still enjoy the episodes either way. I really love how I didn't notice this until episode 22, but or either it was 21 or 22, but I think it's 22. It is 22. I love how at the end they would call out the episode for the next the next episode at the end of the series. So, for example, they will say like next time 22, and they'll say the title of the next episode. I thought that was really, really cool. I thought that was also, like, you know, very helpful. I'm pretty sure other animes do that as well, but I think they kind of, like, say the title, but not so much the episode. So, kudos to them on that. Okay. Next up is the characters. I'm really going to talk about three characters. I'm only going to talk about Soma, Megumi, and Irina. Here's the reason why. I feel like the story really evolves around those three characters the most than it does with anybody else. I get Yuki, and I totally get Ishiki, and I get all the other characters. I get about, like, Soshiro, I think that's how you say Soma's father's name. I get all the other characters. I really, really do. And I love how the characters, whether they're side characters or not, they still play a good plot point into the story. I love that because they're very memorable, which I love because I can remember mostly all of their names. I love how their personalities are different and they're not annoying. They literally go along with the storyline. Even if they get in, like, when we get introduced to Alice and Akira and I think it's real, I think also, like the other characters, even though we meet them down the line, they're still memorable and, you know, they're still memorable and they're also, you know, they also play a very important role into the story. And that's what I like. Because the minute I saw Akira, I'm like, I don't even know who you are. You were hinted at, but now that I know I get to see you, I can't wait to see more of you. And even if I can't see more of the characters that were introduced later in season one, I'm okay with how they were now. They played their part. I'm proud of that. Go to the rivals. But back to the other characters. So, let's talk about Irina. I really want to talk about her. When I first got introduced to her, I really didn't like her. She was really the boastful, prideful girl that I really couldn't dig. I also don't really like her voice. I don't know. It sounds really, I want to say Valley Girl, but I don't think that's it. It just sounds really obnoxious, and I can't stand it. Hey, be quiet. Goodness gracious. You're interrupting my podcast. You're not being nice, kitty. So, Irina. In the beginning, I didn't like her. And you know what? I know that probably changes down the line because I did do some research that she does kind of start realizing some stuff. But out of season one, I didn't really like her, especially in the beginning. But later down in season one, you know what? I actually take that back because I'm pretty sure I said I didn't like her. She does get better. I really do love how she really cared for Hisako and everything. So Irina's getting there. I don't like her, but she's starting to slowly grow on me. I will admit that. And I love how her whole entire thing is like not admitting to Soma that she finds his food amazing and delicious. I love how her initial goal is to just kick Soma out of Tosuki Academy. Like, I thought that was cool. So let's now talk about Megumi. Megumi, I love her. She's adorable. And, man, her character growth throughout this series, throughout this season, actually, is good. Here's the thing. I feel like season one was really focusing on the relationship between Soma and Megumi. That's probably gonna change down season two, but from what I'm just witnessing, I feel like season one was really focusing more on Megumi. Like, once she was introduced, it really started focusing not only on Soma, but also on Megumi's side and seeing how much she's grown with her cooking and her confidence and everything else. I love Megumi's personality. I just love how she's able to just click mostly along with the characters and how she's able to kind of realize, like, you know what? I am confident with my cooking, and it was all thanks to Soma. So I appreciate that. Now, Soma, I love this child, okay? Soma is my new baby boy. He's caring, he's charismatic, he's an airhead, but an adorable airhead. You know, he knows when to be like a badass, like Soma, my boy. Oh, my boy. I love Soma. I love him so much. And Soma's not really... Soma's, like, somewhat the comedic relief when it really comes down to things. But I love how his character and his personality, like, are clashed together. Like, they actually fit. You know, he has a goal. He wants to beat his father and prove that... Even though he's from a diner, he can definitely, you know, cook just as well as everybody else. And that's what he's kind of proving to. And it's working. Like, I feel like that is a term of respect. And how he's not willing to lose his way from what I'm just witnessing with his character arc right now. He's willing to accept when he lost something. Well... He's willing to kind of realize, even though I failed, I do want to get better and to prove to people that I can defeat them. I thought that was really, really cool. Soma's amazing. My entire opinion of season one in general, it's good. I definitely recommend watching Food Wars. If anyone wants to watch it or has never heard of it, I recommend watching this because it's really good. It definitely gives me that... It actually makes me want to go back cooking. Because as a student who... I'm actually going to talk about this really personal for a level. When I was a kid, I've always wanted to learn how to cook. It was one of the biggest things I wanted to do. Because I would remember watching my mom cook me these amazing different dishes that she would find online. Or she would experiment with. When I was living with her at the time when I was younger. And when I lived with my grandmother, I saw her do all this amazing cooking. And one of the biggest things that caught me into wanting to really learn how to cook was this cookbook that I saw. And I remember, like, just randomly asking my grandmother, like, where did she get the cookbook? And if she can hand it to me, because I would really want to learn how to cook. When I finally moved again with my mom... And I moved in a more better place with me and her and my little sister. That's when I remember, like, asking my mom, I want to take a culinary class, but I didn't. I didn't take my culinary class until my junior year when I finally got back into school, like actual, like, school, like building school. And when I finally... went, I remember taking culinary because that was one of the things I wanted to do. I wanted to cook. And when I went into culinary, I was scared, but I never realized how much fun I was actually having making food. Searching up recipes, making them the way that they're supposed to be cooked, or adding your own flair to it, decorating stuff. I remember decorating some cake, and I love decorating it. I love making desserts. I love making drinks. I remember making coffee jelly as, you know, one of my final dishes, and oh my god, it tasted amazing. So I was really into culinary, and I stopped doing it because I was scared, which automatically gives me an idea. But seeing Food Wars makes me actually want to go back into cooking, and I have been debating if I should go back into it because I really felt like I needed the motivation for it. And my mom and my grandmother have told me, we actually love the pictures you would take and the food you would bring when you would cook. So we want you to go, like, they even wanted me to go back cooking. But that's just my own personal story. I love Food Wars. I do see it as a very motivational thing for people to cook. I'm definitely gonna most likely tell my mom, like, hey, when you come back, can you, like, gather some ingredients over here, because I'm gonna be cooking and I'm gonna make sure I have everything before I start cooking. So yeah, this is my review on Food Wars season 1, and I find it bomb. I hope you guys watch it. It's on Hulu. Season 1 and season 2 is on Hulu. Of course, it's also on Netflix, but only season 1. I feel like if you want to watch the full series, you should definitely watch it on Verve or VRV, because it has, I think it only has the Japanese version. But if you want to go see the sub, wait, what? No, if you want to see the dub instead of the sub, I would recommend Netflix or Hulu. But that's my review. Is there anything else I want to add? Oh, there is. OC Tuesday. I'm probably already making a character for Food Wars, so keep in mind I'm going to be actually making this character and I'm going to be posting it. I think that's what I'll do. Any review that I do, I will, if I can make an OC for it, I will make an OC for it. Anyway, I'm going to leave you guys alone. It's already 10:48 technically, and I have to post something on Instagram because I'm cosplaying some FNAF characters. So I love you guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful night, morning, day, wherever you are. And I hope you guys are staying safe and blessed with this COVID-19. Mwah. I love you guys. Bye.